Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Finland, we have Father Marie-Augustin Laurent-Wigou-Buffon. Father Marie-Augustin is a member of the province of France and works in ecumenical, academic, and cultural circles in Helsinki. His preaching today is entitled Being Apostolic.
In the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The word of the Lord. The Apostle Philip, throughout John's Gospel, seems to have an engaging personality, even endearing, I would say. Philip is open-minded, and he engages with people, he reaches out to them. That's why he fetches his friend Nathanael, telling him, "Come here with us, for we have found the Messiah." Later, when in the desert with a large crowd, he's the one noticing how everyone is surely very hungry, and he tells Jesus about it. Philip is also the one noticing in the crowd the boy who carries 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish in a basket that will become a wholesome meal for the crowd. That endearing character of his and his ability to reach out to people and to talk to Jesus freely was seemingly known to all, for we have also that account that when the Greeks want to meet with Jesus, they first reach out to Philip to get to the Lord. Philip pays attention to little details and to people. He sees what others don't see. And that's probably why he is the one able to state that deep truth that we hear today about how we all long to see the Father. "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." What a wonderful statement. Its first half tells us that Philip did also pay attention to Jesus' words and deeds. He did understand indeed that Jesus' aim was to reveal to us the face of the Father and to lead us to his place. When we read the Gospel, we see Jesus in fact spending most of his time praying his Father and seeking to deepen his relationship with him. Philip has seen that, he grasped it, he understood that Jesus' innermost desire is to abide by the Father, and that it is, in the end, the only thing that should matter also to us. But there is the other half of that statement. That will be enough for us. This tells us that there is still something that Philip has not understood, as we read in Jesus' reply. "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip?" What Philip lacks is still the understanding of the deep unity between the Son and the Father, between Jesus and his Heavenly Father. They are the one and same God. They are one in nature and two in persons, and the bond between them is so strong that it shows in anything either one of them does or says. This is the bit of a spiritual journey that Philip yet has to do, to contemplate the Father in Jesus, and to receive earnestly Jesus' words that he is the way, the only way, to the Father. We can see in our own spiritual journey those same steps. We experience a strong desire to see the Father and a longing to rest in Him. And at the same time, we see for ourselves that our tending to the needs of our neighbor and our loved ones through our paying attention to little things in their lives, we see how that apostolic activity is nurtured by our proximity with Jesus, our listening to His word, our prayer with Him to the Father. May Philip help us in our journey. May he be for us a true example of apostleship, both in prayer and in apostolic work. Amen.